I'm Tom Myers, and welcome to the first episode of Health Matters. In Health Matters, I'll be taking a closer look at the S word that has become one of the biggest challenges to our health and well-being: stress. Stress, what is it? Why has it become a nuisance? And most importantly, what can you do about it? In this week's episode, I'd like to establish first the meaning of the word stress. Many people use the word to refer to the trials and tribulations of life. Traffic jams, worries, too much work, deadlines, or in other words, the causes of stress. While others use it to describe the way they feel. Gosh, I feel stressed today. The more accepted meaning of stress, however, and the way I'll refer to it in Health Matters, is nor the cause or the feeling. When I talk about stress, it is about the biological nature of stress. Stress as in the body's autonomic response to internal or external demands resulting in biological behavioral changes. I know that's a mouthful, but over the coming episodes of Health Matters, I hope it will get clearer why I use this definition. Stress as an autonomic response means that it is a reflex, which is an involuntary response as a result of our biological evolution. To what purpose, you may ask? Well, the stress response was created to protect us from danger. It's a survival mechanism that will increase your heart rate, breath rate, and blood pressure, that will divert glucose throughout your body to where it's needed, contracts muscles and shuts down your thinking for that just-in-time jump to get out of the way of that oncoming car that will surely have knocked you down if you hadn't had such a great reflex. The disadvantage of this survival mechanism, sometimes also referred to as the fight-and-flight response, is that on an evolutionary level, it hasn't really changed significantly for a very long time. Some say since we were cavemen and cavewomen. So imagine that this mechanism was made for the lifestyle of that prehistoric man or woman. And now look around you. Life has changed a bit since, don't you agree? To describe it in another way, we're a Commodore computer with the latest Mac software. I think there might be some functional conflict there. And so we're arriving at the fundamental question we must ask ourselves of why stress has become a nuisance. Is our biology in conflict with our culture? The American Institute of Stress mentions that an estimate of 75 to 90% of all visits to primary care physicians are for stress-related problems. I hope you agree with those facts and figures in mind that it is time to take stress a bit more seriously. So, what can we do about it? Here is one that I consider one of the best self-help stress release tools known to mankind, which can be done anytime, any place, anywhere. Breathing. Conscious, slow breathing with a cycle of 6 breaths a minute, which is inhaling for 5 seconds, then release and exhale for 5 seconds. Repeat this exercise a minimum of 3 times a day for 3 minutes and feel how 9 minutes of your day invested in yourself can make the difference to your health and well-being. There, this was the first Health Matters handy hint on keeping your body and mind healthy.